Part 26. Remedy. Number 1. If the contract is null and void, the remedy is to rescind and to put the parties in the position in which they were prior to the attempted agreement. Number 2. If the statute of limitations has run, the plaintiff is without redress. Number 3. In pleading, a party may request alternative relief. Number 4. Penal redress requires full compensation of the injured person as an instrument for punishing the offender. Number 5. The Act expressly provides for injunctive relief. Number 6. The classic remedy for copyright infringement is equitable relief. Number 7. The judge deemed it sufficient to compensate the plaintiff, making an equitable remedy unnecessary. Number 8. The lender has a remedy either in court or through repossession of the car. Number 9. The most common of legal remedy is damages. Number 10. We have to consider specific performance and other equitable remedies.
Part 27. Legislation. Number 1. A law should be amended or repealed only by the same procedures that were used to enact it. Number 2. A legislature has many of the same powers as a court to support a legislative inquiry. Number 3. Courts often look to legislative intent for guidance in interpreting and applying a law. Number 4. It is the business of the judiciary to interpret the laws, not scan the authority of the lawgiver. Number 5. Such legislation is unconstitutional. Number 6. The greatest happiness of the greatest number is the foundation of morals and legislation. Number 7. The legislative cannot transfer the power of making laws to any other hands. Number 8. The legislative history and the language of the law may provide indications of the legislative intent. Number 9. The legislative power is the supreme power in every commonwealth. Number 10. To carry out an objective review of current legislation is important. Part 28. Lawyer. Number 1. A barrister has right of audience in any court in England and Wales. Number 2. A lawyer shall not represent both parties involved in the same case. Number 3. A lawyer should assist in maintaining the integrity and competence of the legal profession. Number 4. A lawyer should assist in preventing the unauthorized practice of law. Number 5. A lawyer should assist the legal profession in fulfilling its duty to make legal counsel available. Number 6. A lawyer should avoid even the appearance of professional impropriety. Number 7. A lawyer should exercise independent professional judgment on behalf of a client. Number 8. A lawyer should preserve the confidences and secrets of a client. Number 9. A lawyer should represent a client competently. Number 10. A lawyer should represent a client zealously within the bounds of the law. Number 11. Can you contact the solicitors representing the vendors? Number 12. Counsel is instructed to settle the defense. Number 13. Counsel for the plaintiff opposed the defendant's application for an adjournment. Number 14. Counsel for the prosecution opened with a description of the accused's family. Number 15. Counsel must not lead the witness. Number 16. Counsel pleaded the accused's age in extenuation of his actions. Number 17. Counsel prevailed upon the judge to grant an adjournment. Number 18. Counsel questioned the reliability of the witness evidence. Number 19. Counsel raised a point of law. Number 20. Counsel stated that there was no case to answer, but the judge demurred. Number 21. Defense counsel made a speech in mitigation. Number 22. Defense counsel put his case. Number 23. He has set up in practice as a solicitor. Number 24. He is a partner in a law firm. Number 25. He was denied the right to see his lawyer. Number 26. Sound legal advice depends upon the lawyer being fully informed by the client. Number 27. The accused decided to dispense with the services of a lawyer. Number 28. The solicitor attempted to have the charge dropped. Number 29. The solicitor paid the fine on behalf of his client. Number 30. The solicitor sent an extract of the deeds.
Part 29. Contempt of court. Number 1. At common law, conduct tending to interfere with the course of justice in particular legal proceedings constitutes criminal contempt. Number 2. Because contemptuous conduct interferes with the administration of justice, it is punishable, usually by fine or imprisonment. Number 3. Criminal contempt is a crime that is punishable by fine or imprisonment or both. Number 4. He is in danger of being in contempt of court. Number 5. He refused to obey the court order and was sent to prison for contempt. Number 6. His conduct tending to disregard the judge's order constituted contempt of court. Number 7. The judge imposed an instant fine upon the contemner. Number 8. The judge's decision set a precedent for future cases of contempt of court. Number 9. The lawyer was fined $500 for contempt of court. Number 10. The sanctions for civil contempt end upon compliance with order.
Part 30. Jury. Number 1. Every defendant charged with a felony has a right to be charged by the grand jury. Number 2. He chose to stand trial by jury. Number 3. The accused made his election for jury trial. Number 4. the judge directed the jury to acquit all the defendants. Number 5. The jury brought in a verdict of not guilty. Number 6. The jury found him guilty and did not recommend mercy. Number 7. The jury has to decide whom to believe among a mass of conflicting evidence. Number 8. The jury reached a unanimous verdict of not guilty. Number 9. The jury returned a verdict of guilty. And the judge will pass sentence next week. Number 10. The jury was unable to reach a unanimous decision.